Hi everybody, it is the Svarta Halacha of the week, and today I wanted to discuss a very interesting tshuva that I saw from Chacham Yitzchak. Chacham Yitzchak was asked, what if you have a minyan where you have a mixture of Sfaradim, Ashkenazim, Temonim? What should you do? How should you pray in such a situation? How should you decide? Do you go by the majority, but do you go by the Chazan? What should you do? So very, very interesting. Chacham Yitzchak said, if you have a majority of Ashkenazim, or if you have a mixture of Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, if they are in Eretz Yisrael, they should follow Sfaradim. Why? Because fundamentally, this is his father's approach from Rav Avad Yosef. He believes that fundamentally that Rav Yosef Karo is the Mar D'Atra, is the Rav for Eretz Yisrael, the halachic authority for Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we should be following whatever Rav Yosef Karo says. So now the exception would be Ashkenazim have a separate community, or Temonim have a separate community, so they could follow Temonim in Hagim, or Ashkenazi follow Ashkenazim in Hagim. They have a separate Beit Din, a separate community. But if you already have a mixed community, you have a mixed group, so Adim Ashkenazim, so you don't have a separate Beit Din for the Ashkenazim, and therefore the Temanim, and therefore the default position should be that you should be following the Sephardic halacha. You should be following the Sephardic halacha that follows Rav Yosef Karo, since he is the Mara D'Atra of Eretz Yisrael. Now, as you can imagine, that may not go over so well in various communities. People, Ashkenazim, Temanim, may not be so happy with that. So I'll just share with you what is very commonly done, at least in the Dati Leumi community in Israel, with what I'm familiar with, what I saw at Yeshivat Shalvim when I visited my son this past January, and I know it goes on in Yeshivat Har Etzion and Ma'ale Adumim. I know Har Bracha, Rav Eliezer Malam, is a very popular posek. I wrote a series of Svarim on Halakha called Pnine Halakha. He's a Rav at Har Bracha. And the approach that all these communities take is that they will say that it goes by the Chazan. Whoever is the Chazan, they will follow the Nusach of the Chazan. So you can have one Beit Knesset and have a different Nusach on different days, because these are communities where you have Sfaradim, Ashkenazim, Temanim all mixed in to one community, and on Shabbat they have separate minyanim. But during the week, when everybody is praying together, so how do you decide which minyan? They do not follow the ruling of Chacham Yitzchak to just go with the default of Rav Yosef Karo, but rather what they do is they go by the Chazan. This is what works for the Tzibur. The Tzibur, it's a Haskama that's very, very popular and could work as well. It actually does work and has been functioning fairly well for decades in Eretz Yisrael, in mixed communities, to follow the Chazan. But again, Chacham Yitzchak disagrees. Wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful Shabbat.